The most literal translations would be the New American Standard Bible. Well, there's one called Young's Literal Translation, which, if you read it, you'll understand why you don't want a totally literal translation. Because you'll just go, what? You know? Because it's just going word for word for word, and you think that's good, but it doesn't... how many of you know a couple of languages? I mean, so you know English and Spanish, or English and... anybody? Okay, so but if you... yeah. Okay, so you know that if you just took each word and just translated over in the order it was stated, it comes out, sometimes it just doesn't work. It's just stiff. But I would say in terms of actual translations that you would use, the New American Standard, the ESV is quite literal. The NIV would be in between the real literal and the dynamic. Dynamic just means, you know, I kind of go with the flow. It's sort of a... it's all about meaning. What's the meaning? And let's find words in the English that convey what we believe is the meaning of the original. The only problem with that in the dynamic is then it gets into a bit of interpretation. Oh, well, that's what you think it really means in the English, but did you have to kind of interpret it to make it? So I'd rather have something where I have to interpret. So ESV is a good study Bible. That's the one that I use. I still have my old NIV that I use, the 1984 version, which isn't even in print anymore, which is better than the 2011 or whatever the newer one is. New American Standard again. Now, over on the dynamic end of things, Good News Translation, which used to be called Good News for Modern Man. There's some, there's the New Century version, the Common English Bible, and some of those that are all over on the paraphrase end of things, or dynamic.